Would you use a word like bussing or spooning or smooching or?
No, I wouldn't use that.
Have you ever heard any of
that? Yes, I heard spook. I see playing that on the television.
What's that?
Spooking, kissing and loving, you know.
Yeah. Okay, say if he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want to, you'd say that she
didn't want him.
Yeah, or she did what to him?
She didn't like him or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you say she turned him down or?
Yeah, she always says she turned him down.
Okay. Any other expressions?
No, I reckon not.
Have you ever heard jilted him or throwed him down or gave him the gate or?
No.
Okay. He said, but if she didn't
have Dennis.
Is that true?
My little grandboy.
That
little girl with my grandma.
Yeah.
They're brothers and sisters.
They live real close to
you? Mm-hmm. They right down the road, over the brick house.
Yeah. Say, if she didn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Okay. Any funny ways of saying that? They went ahead and got. You say hitched or jumped the.
No, they run away, hitched or something like that. Not to say things like that.
Yeah.
Just a lot of words that I just don't sound bad.
Yeah. Okay, at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the.
Bride?
Yeah, but the boy that stands
broom,
up.
Broom, broom,
the boy that stands up with the groom.
Oh, God. Oh, shoot, I can't think of nothing now. One goes with them?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't forgot.
Would you say waiter or
groom? Oh, yeah, the waiters that goes with
them.
I used to say that. They used to call them the waiter, and then now it's the best man.
Okay. What about the woman that stands up with the bride?
She's the best woman, ain't she?
What about brides?
Huh?
Bride
and groom?
Bridesmaid or?
Yeah.
Or waiter?
Yeah.
Which?
It would be the bridesmaid, wouldn't it?
Okay. And you know, I guess a long time ago, after a wedding, some of the people in town would make a lot of noise and ring cowbells and fire off pistols.
Yeah, and throw rice on them and everything.
Yeah. What do you call that?
Shouting.
Yeah, but what do you call it? What did you call it then?
Well, when I don't know what I call it, when they throw the rice on them, shouting them, I don't know what they call them when they run the bell.
Do you remember, like, they'd ride the groom off on the rail and it,
I don't know about that.
Do you ever heard of a shivery or?
Yeah, shivery. That's like to get married, they go to the shivery.
What's that like?
Well, they'll go, you know, and get around the house and keep all the noise they can and shoot firecrackers and count.
Yeah.
Keep them awake, right?
Yeah, and what did you call that?
Shivering.
Okay. Do you ever hear a serenade or?
No.
Okay. Okay, now, you know, there are words like. Okay, say, if you're talking about Nashville, would you say I was. Up in Nashville, or down in Nashville, or down to Nashville, or over in Nashville.
I stayed up there a while back, 7 days, in the hospital, and they put my foot on the ground, my husband. I said I was in Nashville.
Yeah, but if you say a word up or over or down.
Well, if I was going, I'd say I'm going up to Nashville.
You're going what?
To Nashville.
Up
to Nashville. Over to Nashville, something like that.
Yeah. What if you're talking about Chattanooga?
I'm going to Chattanooga.
Yeah, but if you say over to Chattanooga or up to Chattanooga.
I wouldn't say either one. I just say I'm a going if I started.
Okay. What about a city like Atlanta?
I just don't know what I'd say. I never traveled.
Okay.